This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Program is hailing from Ponneke, Wellington. We have Caitlin Duncan on the line, who is behind, or partially behind, this new Volume 1 release from Real Rungle Records, also known as RRR. Good morning to you, Caitlin. How are you?
Good morning. I'm so brilliant, my guy.
That's the kind of stuff we want to hear. That is exactly what we want to hear. You said that Ponneke is doing all right this morning?
Yeah, it's doing all right. I mean, it's grey for sure. It's very cloudy, but there's no threats of rain at the moment, and no threats of major wind, so you can't complain beyond that, eh?
That's good. Those are the two things you kind of want to avoid. I mean, wind more so in Wellington. I still can't get over how brutal it is there for wind. It's nuts.
It's gnarly.
It's silly. It's actually stupid. So you've been part of this Real Rungle Records. Are you the administrator or the person who runs RRR?
Yeah, I think administrator is a decent enough title. I'm just here to hang out, to be honest with you.
And have a rungling good time.
That's the one. Have a rungle time.
Yeah, well, the record label is called Real Rungle Records. Did Scooby Doo name this label?
No. It's I don't know where Rungle comes from. Actually, I think it was. Oh, it's somewhere. It's a palmy thing for sure. And it rhymes with jungle, so it all works out in the end.
It checks out. It really checks out. Yeah. Is there a lot of palmy slang?
From me, yeah. There's heaps. I mean, we come up with two new words at least every week. I'd say that you seem like a good bloke. You seem like a proper mango, my G. That's
mango. I like that. That's funny. Is it exclusively a gendered term, mango?
Yeah. Right. Wild mango. That's a term of endearment.
Is there a equivalent for women or non-binary folks?
Yeah, beezies.
Beezy. Oh yeah. Well, beezies. Yeah. There. Yeah. That's good. That's familiar nomenclature here in
Waterporty.
Yeah. Now the project Volume 1 of Real Rungle Records consists of many artists from Te Papa Ioia and Ponneke, and it's mostly electronica. How has that scene evolved, the kind of electronic scene evolved in Palmerston and in Ponneke, Wellington? You know, when did the DIY stuff start to happen?
Oh, I mean, the DIY stuff's always been happening. Like P Naughty, we've got some real OGs of DIY, you know, like Club Tremaine, like Research and a Speed, like all of those guys kind of paved away some like 10 years ago, 10-15 sort of thing. And then I think you had that middle ground just a few years ago with like Semi C and obviously like ABG, now Diesel Jenny, popping onto the scene. I think it's just different now. Like obviously you got beat making culture happened. There's a lot less hardware focus, and so many, you know, young fellas, myself included, like learning to kind of make music by making trap beats and sheds that your mates would freestyle on and all of that jam. So I think it's switched up quite a bit, but I'm pretty happy with where it's happening now. I'd say it's more accessible than ever.
That's awesome. I don't know why this comes to mind, but when I was listening to it yesterday, I definitely kind of felt some of the kind of stark industrial electronica that Burial is pretty prolifically known for.
Yeah.
Would you say that guy is a bit of an influence on the scene there?
I'd say Burial's massive. Burial's massive for sure. I think Burial as like a single artist, but also just the UK scene in general, like, I don't know, like at the moment, like myself, Mouth and Synthetic Children, like as part of that palmy, like, newer music group. Like, we're all expat British. Like, the whole grime thing, the whole, like, mid-2000s, like, industrial dubstep stuff, like, that is definitely bleeding in.
There's a very good video on YouTube, I think it's like an hour and a half, video essay. For those who aren't familiar with that kind of OG British dubstep vibe. It was kind of a reaction to really like the Thatcher politics and the deunionization and kind of the future being stripped away from the working class in Britain. And dubstep was a sort of a product of that. And that's cool to see it take root here as well.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, man. And I mean, it's the time for it, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how political Radio 1 likes to get. But
we get pretty political on here.
Yeah. There's definitely some parallels, man, to, you know, selling off industry offshore and just losing heaps of jobs. And then you get dubstep. So it's all worth it in the end.
Trade-off. Owning a house, dubstep. Yeah. It's a whole thing. It's a whole vibe. If we look to the two tracks that you've put on this EP... before I get to that... there's a line on the project that says the music here was made, as you're saying, in a shed, in a bedroom, and on public transport. Where were the two tracks that you've put on this thing made?
I think the first one was actually made in Selena's office at Radio Control in Palmerston North. I don't know, I was studying last year in Palmy, and I used to just go there sometimes and make beats and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, I'm not too sure. I think the drums were made on public transport and then in, like, my bedroom sort of thing. Probably on the, Capital Connection train.
Nice. Is it hard making beats on public transport? Because I assume you want to get... You know, it's a little bit of a loud environment and you can't really judge the acoustics all too well.
Oh, you can... I mean, as long as you can hear through your headphone, I reckon it's all part of it, you know? Like, that whole mixing process. You want a bit of noise bleeding through. You want a bit of everything happening.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. One of the songs you've put onto this project is called Trentham Curry House.
Yes.
What is your go-to curry?
My go-to curry... My good friend is a tikka masala, chicken tikka masala, and I'll often also get with that just like a small sagaloo ting, you know, just on the side sort of jam.
Mm-hmm. Sagaloo, is that lamb?
No, that is potato and spinach.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, no, I do love a good sag. Sags are pretty nuts. Have you had kadais before?
I have. I'm an enthusiast.
Me too. I'm a huge enthusiast, man. It's delicious stuff. One of the tracks that stood out to me quite a lot on this project was from Diesel Jenny. It's the track Mole Out the Window, which samples Bruno Mars.
Oh, yeah, and Anderson Paak's.
Yeah, Smoking Out the Window. It was quite a huge surprise when I was just listening to this thing in order, and then that came on. What was your reaction when you first heard this song?
Oh, man, I love Diesel, eh?
It's so good.
He's just having fun all the time, and I think he'd, like, literally just come off of tour with Synthetic Children, because initially I wanted them both on the project, just because they've been, like, you know, massive influences in the scene and massive influences on me, and obviously Synthetic Children was way too tired after the tour, which is fair enough. And, Diesel pulled through with that track. I was so hyped. I love that.
Yeah, it's a banger.
Yeah, I love silly sampling. I love footwork. It's mean.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me a little bit of Donk Dobbo.
Yeah. I think he might have made it for the, for the foot mahi this year, and it didn't make the cut, sort of. He's definitely on there, but I think, like, that was just one of the tracks which needed a bit more work, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. It landed on the Real Rungle Records Volume 1, and it fits quite well. It fits great.
Yeah. I'm really stoked with that. I think, I love that guy. I love his contributions. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was there any particular trouble kind of figuring out the structure of the project, or is it kind of just... Each track can do its own thing, and there's not a whole lot of, like, structure in terms of the track list.
Each track can definitely do its own thing. I think getting like the more hip-hop oriented stuff in the same kind of area, so like the Mouth track, what's his name, Sumnu, getting him and like those guys together was just part of it. But yeah, it's like, you know, it's only like 10 or so tracks, just whack them together and hope for the best, I suppose.
Well, it's very, very exciting stuff to see, and I think it's especially exciting for me because in Otipoti, there's not a whole lot of electronic stuff that goes on. I think it's increasing for sure, but the electronic stuff we do have is tended to, like, targeted more towards, I guess, the D&B enjoyers, and I'm not...
Yeah, oh, yeah, there's definitely jokes about that. For sure, going around in on this side of the country.
Yeah, fair enough. That's very, very fair. This is a volume one, which implies the existence of future volumes. Will we expect to see more volumes coming out this year or maybe next year?
I don't know if an actual like Real Rungle volume coming out this year, but there's definitely some stuff in the works. Definitely just some like artist collaborations, little EPs, little white labels sort of thing. Do beg my pardon.
No, that's awesome. That's great. That's very, very exciting. Will those collaborations be released on Real Rungle Records?
Yeah, definitely, man. I don't know. I think the like a lot of the idea behind it is just kind of centralizing as a community, like our output. You know, like I don't know if you're familiar with the Matt Reeves interpretation of Planet of the Apes. It's real like Ape Together Strong sort of jam. And yeah, just like putting stuff in a place where it's easy to find. It's like easy downloads. It's all like you can download for free. Like, please give us money. But if you just want to have those tracks or play some of them, like just grab them, man. They're for the people.
It kind of gives the vibe of maybe, you know, you're a kid, you're exploring in your parents' garden, and you lift up a rock, and there's heaps of bugs that like stare up at you. That's the kind of vibe.
Yeah, that's what Real Rungle is. We are bugs under a rock.
Yeah. And when bugs get together, I don't know, it's more magic. There's more magic at play. Yeah.
Make a hive.
Get a swarm going, you know. It'd be cool to see a tour, but I imagine coordinating with like 10 people is a bit of a hassle, so I doubt we'll see that.
I'm going to be real. Organizing one show was hard enough the other weekend. But yeah, I think definitely like a tour of a few of us just doing our thing would be brilliant. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully we can see that in Otipoti sometime soon, but I imagine people will probably have to come to you if they want to see this stuff played live. But yeah, thank you for coming on the show, Caitlin. I really appreciate your time and having fun, silly chats about this cool new volume of work.
Of course. Thank you so much, my bro. I really appreciate it.
No stress. Thank you very much. Have a blessed day up in Pōneke.
Ta, you have a great day. Stay safe.
Stay based. Ka kite. All right, folks, that was Caitlin Duncan from Real Rungle Records. We're talking to them about this new piece of work that's out from Real Rungle Records, and we're going to play a couple tracks from it, I reckon. Starting off with Diesel Jenny's Mole Out the Window. You better strap yourselves in, folks, because this is a banger. We will have clowning around at 9:45. Stay tuned for that. Here's Diesel Jenny with Mole Out the Window.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.